take a look at this young man. This guy you see like this is a specialist engineer in UAE. He specializes in fixing, servicing, and maintaining super vehicles like Rolls Royce, Lamborghini, Brabus, Mercedes G-Wagons, you know, Ferrari, all those big, big cars that you know. Those cars that you believe that you may think they don't even get spoiled. That is exactly the car this guy specializes on. And he can dismantle it from A to Z and couple it back exactly the way the manufacturers actually produced it. Now, just take a look at the way the guy is cruising around with his work, enjoying his work. And the sweet and the most interesting thing about this guy's story is the fact that he was a mechanic here in Nigeria when he was in Nigeria. Look at him. Just keep watching and see things for yourself. Now, just watch what this young man transformed into. This is the workshop where he was working. Look at him. A very dedicated young man. Now, today, look at what he's handling. I will advise you from now till tomorrow, as a young man today, anybody telling you that learning handwork is a waste of time. See, if you suppose poor speed for the person in face, come off in front. Just learn something from this young guy. Just see the way this guy disconnected the entire system, engine and gear and everything, both the suspension system from this Rolls Royce, brought it down, and you can see him sitting on it and fixing it like he was there when they were manufacturing the car. Learn work today. It will do you multiple good. Anywhere in the world, hand work does not fade. It does not select location. It will speak for you anytime, any day, anywhere you find yourself. Just look at how he's doing it seamlessly. This guy fixes, works on Mercedes, works on Rolls Royce, Lamborghini, Ferrari, all those brands of vehicles that you know that are in the A-list. This guy fixes them all. Look at. And this kind of people. Is it not this kind of people that we should be exporting so they can be export? Look at Rolls Royce. See him. These are the kind of people that we should be encouraging to travel so they can export the talents, the skills from Nigeria. But guess what? Today, somebody wants to build a house in Nigeria. He goes to Benin Republic, to Cotonou, to bring bricklayers, to bring borehole people, all of that. You see why I say our youth today, I don't know exactly what has come over us. People know they like learn work again. You know, this young man, just imagine if he did not learn mechanic work before he left Nigeria for Dubai. And consider, see, I have so many people who were just bricklayers in Nigeria. They were just following engineers to, you know, and they got abroad. Today, they are working with professional companies, made big companies as construction engineers, and they are well paid. We also have people who were even plumbers here in Nigeria, but when they travel abroad, they join companies. See, for Igbo man land, you must have something to offer. If you don't get anything to offer, nothing for you. Some now truck driving that they learn before they even come out. If you get skill, if you see how easy it is for you to get a job abroad, you will not believe it. If you know how much a plumber can make in abroad, if you know how much a barber saloon make, somebody who was a barber in Nigeria, he traveled. I have a friend who was a barber in Nigeria. He traveled to Turkey. Today, he has come back up to two times. He got a car, he built a house here in Nigeria, a barber. And he said when he got there, he got a job. The job was, then he just started to start barbing hair. And that was, when he even called his mom and told her that he wants to start barbing, the mom was like, do you still remember how to barb? He told her that the thing, no, they come up for hand. And today, that guy is a proud barber in Turkey. So many other people like that. I know, because one thing I've learned about Nigerians is that nobody wants to do any work. Everybody just wants to sit at home. Like this new thing they are doing, tap, that you are to get. I don't understand. See, some will say, you, which one do you? Me, where they follow you talk so. If you the year say, person na tailor, I know be tailor where they so native, na polo, sportswear, joggers, hoodie, all those things. I know be just the tailor. If I sit down, carry material, lay for table, so I won't cut. If I cut polo for you, I know they like to use them. They talk about my work anyway. But personally, when they follow you talk, so I can produce up to 1,000 pieces of polo in a day. Me with my complete team, we produce up to 1,000 pieces of polos. No, besides, I exaggerate. We've done more than that before. You understand? If I carry scissors or machine where they use cut clothes for you, and if I tell you how many people who I don't train, where they do well, those where they, man, no, they talk about that one. But see, nothing like handwork. Try get one, at least one. Even if war happen, finish, and you get handwork, if war ends, now you go be the first people we go easily survive, because he plumb out bricklayer, so this one or that one, now the first people where they look for. Every day now, they import bricklayer from Benin Republic. People where they dribble, they import them from Cotonou. We just export our currency up and down. Export, no, I don't talk too much.